Gemara in Brachos gives a mashal about a person who encountered a wolf and was saved, and then he encountered a lion and he was saved, and then he encounters a snake, even more dangerous, a poisonous snake, and at some point he doesn't even remember the wolf and the lion anymore. The Gemara says, Tsaros Achronos, the later tsaros that we face, our Meshakchos as a Rishonos, we don't even remember the earlier tsaros. We have been facing death and destruction, murder and violence against Tzaddikim, Kedoshim, over and over and over again, incidents that happened right here. But once again, the most recent tragedies make us even forget about the earlier ones, because things keep on coming. This very morning in Tachanun, we said, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Habet Mishamayim Ure'eh, look down from the heavens, Hashem, Ki Hayinu Lag V'Keles B'Goyim, we have become a mockery and a scorn among the Goyim, Nechshavnu K'tzon Tifcha, we have been like sheep to the slaughter. La'aro Guliabed, sheep to the slaughter, not even by bullets, by axes, by knives, sheep to the slaughter. Uvachal zais shimcha leshachachnu. And in spite of everything, we have not forgotten your name. Shuv mecharon apecha, may you turn away from your anger. V'inochem ala roli yamecha, and withdraw or regret the evil that was decreed on our people. Nobody, and certainly it's not for me, we don't have nevuah, nobody can understand reasons, give cheshbainas, people who are dying, people who are murdered, ovdei Hashem, talmidei chachamim, tzaddikim mamish, in a makam kadesh, wearing talis and tefillin. We have not seen such a thing mamish since the Holocaust itself. There are the famous pictures from the Shoah of people being dragged out by the Nazis in tefillin. And although every nefesh of Klal Yisrael is precious, these were really the precious of the most precious. We could say, their death al Kiddush Hashem, who knows what a kapara it is for Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman said about the tzaddikim before he and others were let out to be murdered in the Kovna ghetto, that perhaps, when there's a midas adin in the world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu may take the midas adin and apply it to the great tzaddikim, and that may save, we don't know, millions and millions of Jews, because these were the karbonos that were chosen. And Rav Elchanan went on and said, just as a korban is disqualified if there is an improper thought, pigul and the like, so too, when a person dies al Kiddush Hashem, his thoughts must be pure, his thoughts must be holy. What could be holier than people in a Beis Knesses, talis and tefillin, saying Shemona Esrei, and these are people who daven b'kavana. What could be pure? What a korban it was, dying al Kiddush Hashem. The minhag is brought down lahalacha, that when a person dies al Kiddush Hashem, a person is murdered by the Gentiles because they are Jewish. We bury them in their bloody clothing, that blood should come up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem yinkam damo. You don't clean it up. That blood is a mark of distinction, a mark of glory, a mark of the ultimate sacrifice that a person makes, al Kiddush Hashem. That blood is indeed kol demei achicha tzayik en elai min adam. It is screaming to Hashem. And all we can hope for, and the most we can hope for, and of course indeed that would be all that we need, is that Hashem should look down from heaven and see what is being done to his people, and bring Rachamim and Yeshua. In many ways, the whole experience, really starting from the summer, starting from the murder of the three Bnei Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us something. And we don't know exactly all the reasons and all the understandings of it. But he's putting us in a situation where all of the conventional ways that we fool ourselves, that we are in control of our fate, simply are shown to be futile. We think decisions can be made by politics. We think we can have security. We think we can beef up police. We think that if we just put enough resources in this place or that place or that place, we're going to be safe. A kochi v'yotzim yadi. And yet, the types of things that happen, some person turns his car into an oncoming train. What are you going to do? Confiscate cars? What are you going to do? Build a wall around East Jerusalem? These are things that there's no possible thing we can do at all. A person enters a Beis Knesset, a person who worked in the neighborhood, person, an animal, whatever you want to say, works in the neighborhood, comes in. What are you going to do? How are you going to stop it from happening here, Chas v'Shalom? The answer is, there's nothing we can do, b'derech hateva. There's nothing the government can do. There's nothing the police can do. These are not regular wars with armies, with rules, with tachsise milchama of some sort. Unpredictable, uncontrollable. This could lead a person to become crazy. This could lead a person to become depressed. Meshugana, there's nothing I can do. But therein lies the greatest hope. And therein lies the greatest hatzala. Because when a person knows there's nothing I can do, when a person knows that my kochos are nothing, when a person knows that I have no control over anything that happens to me, then a person knows that ultimately, ein lanu lehishayin, we have no one to rely upon, ella alavinu shebashamayim. My very helplessness is the source of my amuna, the source of my yitachon. When I put aside my arrogance, my gaiva, my sense that I control the situation, then and only then do I become the ani that has nothing. And as David HaMelech says, tefila li'ani ki yatzai, it is the prayer of the poor person who knows he has nothing, whose heart is open to amuna and bitachon in the borei olam, the ultimate power, who then becomes roi for a Yeshua. Because when we have egotism and the illusion of self-sufficiency, that is when we are not necessarily roi for the Eibishter to help us. When we know we have nothing, we are the ani that is roi for that Yeshua. It's brought down, Rav Tzadok brings down, that we know that the three of us were mesaken three tefillas, Avram Shachris and Yitzchak Mincha, Yaakov Meirev. And Rav Tzadok is masbir that Shachris, the morning, is the prayer of gratitude and hope. Life looks good. You see, the light is a remez of closeness to Hashem, chesed of Hashem. Avram's tefillah is keneged being makir, the chastei hamakim in our lives. Yitzchak, Mincha, the shadows of the evening are beginning. It's still night, but it's still daytime. But remember, the 400 years of Golus begins from the birth of Yitzchak. So Mincha is the prayer when a person still has brachos in their lives. They're afraid it's slipping away. So Mincha is the prayer of panic, so to speak. But Yaakov's tefillah, Rav Tzadok says, is very different. Yaakov's tefillah is not the tefillah of gratitude. And it's not even the tefillah of asking to hold on to brachas. Yaakov Avinu's tefillah is the tefillah of emunah. It is the tefillah of darkness. It is the tefillah when everything seems lost and there seems to be no hope. But that is the emunah. That's why in Shachris, Emes V'Yatziv, God's truth is clear and upstanding. At Meiriv, Emes V'Emunah. I have emunah even in the darkest moments. Lahagid babaiker chastecha, in the mornings of life, I declare your loving kindness. V'emunascha balelais, in the dark moments of apparent hopelessness, my emunah will sustain me. That is the tefillah of Meiriv. In many ways, although it's the afternoon, it's not Meiriv. In many ways, these are moments of darkness. But it is the kayach of emunah that gives us chizuk. And it's the koyach of emuna that makes us zeiche that Hashem will answer our tefillas. The Umos HaOlam, coming back to Esav, and as the Rosh Yeshiva spoke, the gullus we're in is this very, very difficult shutfus of Yishmael and Esav. So Yishmael is working with Esav, working with Amalek. The koyach of Esav is indeed with Yadayim, sword, death, destruction. The koyach of Am Yisrael, Hakol Kol Yaakov, is our prayer, is our tefillos, our awareness that every Yeshua comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the person might say, well, people were davening and they were killed. Obviously, their prayers didn't seem to work. But the Gedolim have told us, the Stipler, other many men, even before the Stipler, make the point that when Yidden turn to Hashem, Belev Shalem, the tefillos always are going to be payel. If they're not payel Yeshua's for a specific thing, then how many other tzaras are reverted? How much bracha? How much hatzalah? There is no such thing as a tefillah that goes to waste. We may ask for specific things, and of course, specifically, we are mevakesh for refuah shleima for the pitzuim, and may they have a refuah shleima. But the emes is the tefillah goes up to Shemayim. It remains with the Kisei Yaakovit. It's a makar of bracha, a makar of hatzlacha, a makar of Yeshua for Klal Yisrael and for the whole world. In so many different ways. A tefillah doesn't go to waste. The tefillah of the Yidden in the gas chambers didn't go to waste. Some say that perhaps that was responsible for the Balei Tshuva. Maybe people in this room are here because of tefillos that were uttered by someone in their last moments of the gas chambers. And we know that even the tefillos that were said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by people right before they were hacked to death also are payel Yeshuas and will be payel Yeshuas for Am Yisrael. This is our kayach. We have nothing else. Police, we have to do ishtadlus, we have to do what we can with derech hateva. But we know, and if we didn't know, we have learned that none of that is going to do anything. What we do have is hakol kol Yaakov. We have the opportunity. We have the ability to bring bracha to the world. We have the ability to bring Yeshua to Eretz Yisrael. We have the ability to open up the tsinoros, the pipelines of chesed. And that does depend on us. That depends on our kavana. That depends on our caring. That depends on our avas Yisrael. And it depends on our emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shayrish and the only shayrish of any Yeshua that could be possible. The minhag of Yom Kippur Katan, unfortunately, we have become familiar with it. Again, some have the minhag every Erev Rosh Chodesh. We don't do it every Erev Rosh Chodesh. But at least in an Eis Tzora, we want to be mishtatef in the tefillas of Klal Yisrael. May we be inspired to turn to Hashem Belev Shalem. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu hear our tefillas. Habet Mishamayim, may He look down at Shemayim, from Shemayim. May He see, as He does see, that we are Kitzayin Tifcha, like sheep to the slaughter. May we be Zaycha to Rachamim. May we and all of Klal Yisrael be Zaycha to Pesuros Taivas. May our tefillas open the gates of heaven. May we be Zaycha to a Geula Shlema B'Karav.